I think, obviously, power play and penalty killing were the difference in the game. I think we scored two power play goals, and we didn't give any up. But we took a lot more penalties than they did. They had more opportunities, but our penalty killing, and I think our goalie played a pretty strong game, and that's usually what happens to win on the road. You have to have a goalie that pitches you a game like this. And, you know, I thought we had a decent start to the game, but they scored the first goal on a miscue, and even their second goal was a miscue on our part on a read. But other than that, I thought we were pretty good.
Were you comfortable putting the penalty situation aside? Were you comfortable with it, the way your team played it in the road game?
Well, you know, it's not easy to win on the road, and you know the opposition, they got a lot of emotion, and they've been scoring a lot of goals in this building. I think they scored six against Arizona and five against St. Louis. So if you can let them get wheeling around and give them the freedom, they can score goals. So I don't think we played a picture-perfect game, but we played a game that was well enough to get us 2 points. And sometimes it's not the pretty ones that that you take home and you frame, but you look at it and say it's 2 points and move on.
How do a lot of road games go in the NHL? I mean, you guys are 4-1-1. I think you have six.
Yeah.
Outside of Saturday's game, it seems like things are going right.
Well, I think that, you know, the one thing that we try to build on in our group is if you can't win on the road, you're not a playoff team. Simple as that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You know, you got to have a decent record on the road to qualify for the playoffs, because you can't just win your home games. And then when it's your turn to hold serve at home, you have to win your fair share of home games at a higher rate. And winning on the road in the NHL is not easy, and it's not always pretty, but you're going to find different ways to manufacture points.
Ricard gets his 20th tonight. He's going right from the season. He says that, you know, he's scoring well.
Yeah, he's scoring sniper-type goals, and yeah. I still think he can play better. You know, he's a little loose for my liking and when he roves around the ice, but puck follows him around, too. You know, and he finds ways to find the back of the net. So, got to give him credit, 20 goals, and I think he missed the first 15. So.
You had a kid come up in San Diego, Martin Tour, just a couple of thoughts on how he acquitted himself in his college.
Well, Monty played pretty good for us. We put him in the games and we played him. We didn't hide him. We didn't protect him, and we really wanted to get a look at Monty from a standpoint that I haven't really saw him other than training camp, and he didn't have a very good training camp. So we wanted to see him with NHL players, and we believe that Monty will play in the NHL. It's just a matter of when. Right now, he's got to continue to grow in the American Hockey League, and we'd like to see him do a few different things to be an NHL defenseman. You got to be stronger than he is right now defensively, but he enjoys playing the game and he's not overwhelmed by any situation that we put him in, and that's always a great sign.
So he's closer than what he was?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, very definitely.
Sammy, a healthy scratch tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. Any reason for that?
That's what coaches do.
The fight with Jared Bowe and Chris Thorburn, do you believe that can still have an impact on the game when your team is down in that situation?
I think that fighting is still a part of the league. We do our fair share of it, and I don't think that we do it unnecessarily. It's those two guys. It wasn't like there was a mismatch by any means. It was a rough and tumble game at certain points. So.